When the new Hopkins County Jail is completed, it will mean a savings in Hopkins County for housing prisoners in other counties' jails. I talked about that with County Judge Robert Newsom.
This isn't a new thing. Actually, I remember 20 years ago when I was county attorney, we were fighting the jail situation then, and I remember making trips to Austin. Like this year, I just checked with the auditor's office, and we have sent $209,000 this year so far over to other counties to take care of our prisoners. It's a real serious problem. That's why we're building the new jail, of course, and that will alleviate that problem. We'll still have to pay for the prisoners here, but we'll save a lot of money and a lot of transportation, a lot of trouble that we're experiencing currently. It's just part of the deal or the reason that we had to have this jail. And I'm so glad the voters are going forward with this thing. The project's underway, and in about 14 months, we're going to have a jail to move into.
Apparently, of course, this wasn't your budget. It was a budget that you inherited when you came into office. But apparently, it was real hard to kind of speculate on what the figure might be, because it sounds like that $209,000 is well over what was in the budget.
Right. Amount. We're well over budget in that line item. And actually, when I came into office, it was over a little bit then. And then shortly after I came into office, it went up to like 35 prisoners in other county jails. I contacted the district attorney. He responded really well, Will Ramsey, and started working on the situation with the district judge, Eddie Northcutt. Law enforcement, everybody started working together and got that down substantially. Today, I think we're down to less than 10 in other jails. So we've improved the situation a lot. It's still expensive.
What is the going rate? Is it something like $40 a day per inmate or something?
It used to be $40. It's usually between 40 and 50, depending on who we use and where the inmates go, but between 40 and 50. So the other counties are happy to have our inmates because they're paying their own bills with Hopkins County money. Again, that's another reason to get this jail built.
Of course, another big concern is the travel time and, you know, the liability of deputies, you know, being on the road and having to make those long trips back and forth and that sort of thing.
Right, and the sheriff, he's been most accommodating to the courts and to the commissioner's court as well, because Butch Adams has worked really, really hard to make this thing happen so that everything kept going in spite of the fact that he had all these people on the road daily going to other jails and bringing prisoners back and forth. It's just a cost of doing business, but it won't be too much longer.
KSST News.